Creaseville. The heartwarming message behind the reading of the best Christmas pageant ever was shared by local readers when they urged audience members to listen and use their imaginations. The book reading was held December 8 at the Trinity United Church in Creaseville. The evening was well attended and the audience members enjoyed relaxing and listening to the funny shenanigans that the children featured in the book get into and how they end up believing in Christmas, said Sheila Ivanochko, organizer. A free will collection encouraged people to give with their heart, with all proceeds allotted towards the Filling the Gap Christmas food hampers. Sheila Klebeck gave the welcome and closing remarks. Samuel Corney, Freya Sandiger and Bonnie Lisitsa supplied the prelude music before and also played during the event. The three main readers featured Miles Russell, Kelly Ivanochko and Denise Olson. The children's chorus supplied musical selections throughout the evening. The fun, inspirational evening concluded with fellowship and refreshments. Members of the children's chorus were Macy Ballowider, Adley Laurie, Ava Laurie, Karis Mayer, Evelyn Mayer, Josie Mokirk, Tapivanashe Mugaji, Tinashe Mugaji, Jack Nelson, Oliver Nelson, Charlie Newton, Georgia Van Nieuwenhuyser, Ailes Nievares, Freya Sandiger and Sage Ward. The chorus performed, "Oh Come Little Children, I'm Getting Nuttin' for Christmas, Mary Had a Baby, The Little Drummer Boy," and concluded with Silent Night. Laughs abound in this best-selling Christmas classic by Barbara Robinson, stated the book's website. The best Christmas pageant ever follows the outrageous shenanigans of the Herdman siblings, or the worst kids in the history of the world. The siblings take over the annual Christmas pageant in a hilarious yet heartwarming tale involving the three wise men, a ham, scared shepherds, and six rowdy kids. Ralph, Imogen, Leroy, Claude, Ollie, and Gladys Herdman are an awful bunch. They set fire to Fred Shoemaker's tool shed, blackmailed Wanda Pierce to get her charm bracelet, and smacked Alice Wendelken across the head. And that's just the start. When the Herdmans show up at church for the free snacks and suddenly take over the Christmas pageant, the other kids are shocked. It's obvious that they're up to no good. But Christmas magic is all around and the Herdmans, who have never heard the Christmas story before, start to reimagine it in their own way.